Hi guys, this is Julie and this is Semi-Balanced. I am coming solo today. Today I want to just talk to you. It's just something that's I've been kind of going through myself, so I'm just going to just talk open. Everybody has a purpose in this life, a unique gift or a special talent to give to others. And when we blend this unique talent and service to others, we experience an ecstasy of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal. Each of us are here to discover our true self. Every human being has a unique talent. And you will know this when you're doing that one thing. And you will lose track of time when you're doing it. It's like you love it so much. It makes you feel good to the core. Be in service. Serve your fellow human beings. Ask yourself, how can you help? When your internal dialogue shifts from what's in it for me to how can I help? You go beyond that ego to your loving soul, your true self-awareness. Making a commitment to make yourself a commitment to follow the following steps. Nurture your soul deep within. Commit to awakening the stillness that lies within you. Make a list of your talents, of things that you love to do. Ask yourself daily, how can I serve? How can I help? The answers to these questions will allow you to fulfill the purpose and to serve your fellow human beings. Discover your true soul, your true self. You will find meaning, happiness, joy, probably the true meaning of success. When you combine the ability to express your unique talent with service to humanity, well, then you'll make full use of your purpose. I also want to talk to you about, my whole podcast is about healing. And I think I have shown you that you can heal yourself completely free. It doesn't take money. It takes your time. It takes your hard work. But it doesn't take money. You don't have to be rich to go to, yes, you can go to, therapists to help you and things like that. I am proof that you can heal yourself absolutely free. So no matter where you are in your life, I just encourage you to use the resources that are out there. There's podcasts like this. There's so much more. Not that my podcast isn't good, but there's Mind Valley, there's the Mindset Mentor, there are so many beautiful souls out there that put their podcasts out to help you, like your Higher Self podcast. Consciously Connected with Christy is a good one. There are so many wonderful podcasts out there that just tap into it and realize that there's resources. All you have to do is put the work in. And I know sometimes that's the hard thing to do, is really put the work in. But when you get down to it and you have to feel through all those feelings, you can't keep stuffing them down. First of all, they're going to manifest into something else, with like an illness or something. When we push our feelings down so far is when we start physically getting sick. When we tap out and have nothing else left, that is when people say I hit my low, that's a low because you're manifesting an illness because your body can no longer take any more. So I just want you to be aware of that. It's not good for you to keep stuffing things down. And when things come across, like things you hear that you don't want to hear or triggers you, ask yourself, why is it triggering you? I had put out a podcast about my father, and it triggered some people. By some people, I mean just one singular person, and kind of stirred some emotions up. And what I asked that person, if they are actually listening to my podcast, I ask yourself why it stirred you up. And once you find the answer to that, why is this bothering me? Then we can deal with it. Then we can talk about that. But until you're able to actually deal with a real problem, nothing is going to change. And you can't just like throw a hiffy tiffy and be like, you can never talk about things. Yes, we can. And I celebrate it. And I'm going to continue to celebrate this. We've been shamed about talking about things that shouldn't be talked about. No, that's no longer. This is 2021, and this is how we heal. So I'm sorry. I won't follow the rules, but I will advise you to that special listener, if you are listening, to just look inside and start healing yourself. And realize, once you start getting rid of all those icky feelings, you're gonna feel like $1 million. And I can't wait for that moment. I can't wait to see a smile instead of a scowl. I can't wait to hear the joy instead of disappointment. I can't wait to see the beautiful flower that blossoms, that I know that is inside of you, that I know you're just probably listening to this and boiling up. And maybe it gets to that point of boiling that you're like, hey, okay, I will try this. And I really kind of hope that's the route we take in this. I love everybody in my life, friends, family, everybody. This person that I speak of shaped my life to make me who I am today. And I thank her. And I love her. And I want her to know that. I don't speak ill. I speak with confidence, and I speak from my truth. And I'm not going to hide that. My truth made me who I am. And now I get to share with so many people how to heal themselves, how to help themselves, how to not feel so helpless. And I hope, as I extend my hand in these words, that you grab a hold and use it as a tool to help yourself. I love you to the moon and back. And I want you to know that. I hold no grudge against anybody. I'm thankful I had the life that I had. Perhaps, you know, the old version of me would have said something entirely different. But I look at it right now, and I have seen just with people reaching out to me and just the little bit of thanks that I get, or, oh my God, totally needed this, or just those things, those are the things that keep me going, that keep me saying everything that I share is worth it. And I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again and again. And I'm not going to stop until I'm not able to do it again. And that's just how it is. I want to help as many people as I possibly can. I want to bring smiles to them. I want to see the love that this world has. And the more we shine our light and help others, then we'll see more of that. But I'm going to call it a day. But have a beautiful day. And thank you for joining me on this podcast. Bye.